Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
I must confess that I am amazed at how popular weddings are in post-Christian Britain. Yes, from my perspective, I think that most couples do get the order wrong. First they move in together, then they have children, and then they decide to take their vows. Still, weddings remain an important feature in our society. When speaking with couples, I often hear them planning on getting married, but first they have to have the stag do's and hen nights, and then they have to buy the dress and book the limousines, get the flowers and the fireworks, book the stately house or the grand hotel, then the reception for hundreds of invited guests, the honeymoon to an exotic location. And we haven't even mentioned the all-important pastor's fee. Yes, getting married can be a very expensive business. But this seems to be the evolution of wedding customs in modern-day Britain. I guess each society and people have had their own wedding customs. It was no different in ancient Israel. In ancient Judaism, there were three parts to marriage: the betrothal, the preparation, and the actual wedding feast itself. First, the groom would leave his father's home and travel with his best man to the bride's house. The groom would finalize arrangements with the bride's father, in particular, setting a purchase price for his bride. As soon as the price was paid, the marriage was technically in effect. Although they would not live together for some time, the bride was declared that was set apart exclusively for her groom, and a new covenant was established between them, and this covenant was sealed by the drinking of a cup of wine over which a benediction was pronounced. I suppose you might compare this to being engaged. However, the couple was legally considered married, and the only way out of this betrothal was through divorce. Yet during this time of betrothal, the bride and the groom were to remain chaste and not enter into sexual relations with anyone, not even the one to whom they were betrothed. Then the groom would return to his father's home for approximately 12 months. During this time, the groom would prepare a room for his bride in his father's home, and the bride would prepare herself for the coming wedding day. At the conclusion of this period, the groom would be accompanied by his friends, and they would make their way to the bride's home. While the bride had a fair idea of when the groom would arrive, she did not know the exact hour. And when the groom arrived, the bride would come out veiled with great joy, and she and her friends would join the celebration, and the wedding feast would begin. A brief ceremony was held, where the groom would take to himself the bride. Then they would return to his father's home and find the wedding guests gathered in their best clothes to celebrate this wonderful union of husband and wife. This description of ancient Jewish wedding customs should remind us of the glorious hymn sung by the multitudes before God's heavenly throne, thundering out their praise in Revelation chapter 19, verses 6 and 8. Hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and exult and give Him the glory. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and His bride has made herself ready. It was granted her to clothe herself with fine linens, bright and pure. Here Jesus, the Lamb, is the bridegroom, and He has paid the purchase price for His bride, the church, with His own blood. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, sealed the engagement with His bride. And every time we drink of it, we remember Jesus' love for us, and that He has gone to prepare a place for us in His Father's house. And when the hour comes, Jesus will return to meet His bride, to clothe her with purity, perfection, and righteousness, so that she may live with him eternally in everlasting peace and blessedness. Let us pray. O Heavenly Father, grant that your Holy Spirit may lead those who have pledged their love to one another, that they may always know the joy of your great love and dwell within it to the ending of their days. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.